This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another one of those days where there's so much news, I don't know if I can fit it all in, but I'm going to open up with my commentary. I think it's very important to read you my commentary that's out today at thegatewaypundit.com. And it is titled, Mr. President, Here's How to Make the Presidential Debate All About the Hunter Biden Laptop Scandal. And this has already been handed to President Trump and the people around him by very good friends of mine who are very good friends of President Trump. Sadly, tragically, America really has become a banana republic. This is my column, Wayne Root's commentary at thegatewaypundit.com. Sadly, tragically, America really has become a banana republic. Democrats create fake scandals without a shred of evidence or credibility, and the mainstream media turns this fake news into nonstop headlines for days, weeks, or months, all based on lies, fraud, and propaganda, unnamed sources, the word of disgruntled ex-employees of the president, greedy people looking for a book deal or their 15 minutes of fame, or in many cases based on absolutely nothing. That's journalism today. If you don't believe me, please look up Russian collusion, the Ukrainian phone call, the FISA court warrant, Trump's taxes, and a cast of thousands more. Nothing ever proven, nothing ever real. That's news today. But what appears to be the worst scandal in U.S. political history involving Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden, with hard evidence in the form of emails from Biden's own son on his own laptop, is ignored, banned, and blacked out by the mainstream media with 2 weeks to go before the election. Conservatives have seen and read many of the moving parts of this scandal. This scandal involves corruption, extortion, bribery, money laundering, influence peddling, dirty deals with foreign enemies of America, trading on the office of Vice President of the United States, and a massive sex scandal involving what appears to be underage girls. And I haven't even gotten to the really bad parts yet. The possible future president of the United States in partnership with the Chinese Communist Party on multiple business deals. And the opportunity for our foreign enemies to blackmail a future President Joe Biden. All of it, of course, constitutes treason. This is the biggest, boldest, sexiest, juiciest, most perverted political and sex scandal in history. And the mainstream media wants no part of it. As a matter of fact, there's a virtual media blackout going on. Worse, Silicon Valley and social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have decided to censor, ban, and burn books, i.e. suspend or close the accounts of anyone who wants to talk about it or share media articles by one of the largest newspapers in America, the New York Post. With 2 weeks to go, what could President Trump do to bring this news of the scandal of the century to the American people? First and foremost, in 24 hours, we have a presidential debate. It's the largest media platform in the world. Tens of millions will be watching. The problem is, we all know two things. First, the biased moderator will be in Biden's corner and try to help feeble, fragile basement Joe at every turn and shut down any attacks by President Trump at any turn. And the more effective the attacks, the more they'll want to shut it down. And number two, the biased Presidential Debate Commission will try and steer the storyline away from the massive Hunter Biden laptop scandal by silencing President Trump's mic whenever possible. So how can Trump counter this? Here it is. Here's my brilliant idea. A brilliant idea. First, no matter the question, always use your answer, President Trump, to bring it back to Joe Biden's foreign corruption, his son Hunter's laptop, Hunter's emails implicating his father Joe in crimes against the United States, the blatant sale of the vice president's office, partnerships with members of the Chinese Communist Party, and the shocking sex videos and images involving what appear to be underage girls. Bring up Joe Biden as the biggest blackmail target and national national security risk in the history of America. Don't worry about the question. Always make sure all roads lead back to Hunter's laptop and this scandal of the century. Second, treat this debate like show and tell. Seeing is believing. Bring to the debate copies of the actual Hunter Biden emails. Each time you refer to the scandal, pull out an email. Bring Hunter's emails referring to the big guy getting a piece of the deals with the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter saying he's been giving his father 50% of his income for decades. Hunter getting paid $10 million a year for introductions. Who do you think he's introducing them to? Dirty players, dirty foreign players, enemies of America, being introduced to the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, and the future president. The Chinese holding company formed as a partnership with a leading Chinese communist official. And emails from Burisma officials thanking Hunter for a meeting with his father in the White House, and then demanding Hunter put a stop to criminal investigations. And guess what happened? Hunter's dad, Joe Biden, put a stop to criminal investigations and bragged about it on video. Hold the emails up. Show them to the American people. Seeing is believing. Show and tell. Third, bring index cards in your suit pocket, Mr. President. Take them out whenever they mute your microphone. These cards should be held up to the camera so the American people can see them. These cards should say, keep it simple, Biden is a criminal. Biden crime family. Corruption, extortion, influence peddling. Biden is partner with Chinese Communist Party. Biden let China steal your jobs. Biden blackmailed by Chinese Communist Party. How much did China pay Joe? Question mark. And Hunter's sex crimes. Hold them up, one at a time. Finally, the day after the debate, call an emergency national address to the nation to discuss the biggest threat to national security in America's history, a possible future president who is corrupt, compromised, in bed with our enemies from the Chinese Communist Party, and clearly a massive blackmail target. Explain it all on national TV. Lay it out to the American people. This is your duty as president of the United States. Let the chips fall where they may. Mr. President, this is how you go directly over the head of the biased, corrupt, fraudulent fake news media that is clearly in bed with Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, and the Communist Party of China. There it is. You know what's going on here? The media is in bed with the Communist Party of China, I'm now convinced. They're making money, billions, off of China. China's offering giant bribes. China's backing Joe Biden's campaign. That's what's happening here. It's Chinese money polluting the American political system. And if you still think Trump is losing the election, Kamala Harris speaks at a North Carolina rally today to a crowd of approximately 10 people. Can you imagine? She was in Asheville, North Carolina today, and nobody showed up. 10 people. The cameras zooming out and panning around at the Get Out the Vote event showed 6 people present. If there were more people attending, they did not appear on camera and the crowd sounds were not audible. According to Breitbart, the event had to be rescheduled due to concerns when 2 members of Harris' staff tested positive for the novel coronavirus. A similar event in Charlotte postponed for the same reasons. Harris due to speak in that city less than 2 hours from Asheville later on today. 10 people or less showed up. Meanwhile, in Miami on Monday, a 75,000 car MAGA parade and hundreds at sea for Trump in Jacksonville, Florida. Unbelievable. Florida is Trump country. Hundreds of boaters gathered for a pro-Trump parade on the waters near Jacksonville, Florida over the weekend. Well, thousands more turned out in Miami for another massive event on Monday. Hundreds of boats and 75,000 cars. 75,000 cars. So, more big news. There's more that I have time to even talk about. But there are rumblings that the far-left debate commission, because of what I just put out, by the way, obviously, they know what Trump's going to do. He could turn this entire debate, he's a branding expert, this whole debate will be about Joe Biden's corruption, Joe Biden in partnership with the Chinese communists, Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's emails, Hunter Biden's sex videos with underage girls. So the far-left debate commission proposes banning all content on Hunter and Joe Biden's foreign laundering scandals. This is not a fact. This is a rumbling. But if it's true, President Trump needs to pull out of Thursday's debate. Pull out. According to Jason Miller, a Trump senior advisor, the far-left debate commission is now banning all questions on Joe Biden's multi-million-dollar foreign corruption and money laundering operations. Jason Miller's tweet says, hearing debates, considering yet another new unilateral rules change, banning any questions to sleepy Joe Biden about foreign corruption and how much money is being set aside for the big guy. For the big guy. They don't want the word to get out about the biggest scandal in the history of the United States of America. More news for those of you brain surgeons out there, naive brain surgeons, who actually think that there's going to be a vaccine that's going to change your life. I go out every day. I've gone out every day for the 8 months of this thing. I go to meetings every day. I go to events. I speak to crowds. I go to dinner every night since June 1st when restaurants reopen in Las Vegas. So that's June, July, August, September, October. 5 months times 30 days. 150 days in a row I've been out to dinner. I've been on many airplane trips, I guess about six since March, and guess what? I'm alive, and I'm well, and I don't have COVID, and you know what? Someday I may get COVID. I may get it tonight. I may get it tomorrow. That's life. You can't live your life trapped in your house. You can't. You can't wait for a vaccine. You got to take lots of vitamin C. You got to take lots of zinc. You got to take lots of vitamins. My own personal preference. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving advice. I'm telling you what I do. I take lots of silver. I drink silver all day long because it's very antiviral, but again, it's just my opinion, not medical advice from a doctor. That's what I do, and I have barely been sick, I think, twice in 20 years, and I haven't had the flu in 20 or 25 years. But guess what? You're waiting for the vaccine? A patient in the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine trial has just died. Good luck taking the vaccine. I told you, I'm not taking any vaccine. I have no interest in being a human guinea pig. And then news is out. Economy-crushing COVID-19 lockdowns contributed to 100,000 U.S. deaths. Who says it? Not Wayne Root, not Donald Trump, not the Republican National Committee, the CDC. 100,000 people died because they locked you down, they closed your business, and they killed you with depression. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root. The Root. The Root's on fire. My opening little sponsorship here happens to be a local sponsorship in the state of Nevada. It's not a national one, even though we're on a nationally syndicated radio show, but they were smart enough to buy a national ad buy on my national show to reach everybody in Nevada, because this show is the only show, I believe, in the entire state of Nevada that reaches southern Nevada, meaning Las Vegas, Clark County, Henderson, all of that, and then all of northern Nevada, and then all the little towns in between Elko and Ely. They're all reached on this show, and I'm the only one that does it. And so this one is about the election, and while it's true the top of the fight card is the presidential election, the races that most directly affect our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. If you don't think who we send to Carson City here in Nevada doesn't directly offend us, that's the capital of Nevada, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote to save us from increased taxes. We need to take back our legislature to back our president, Donald Trump. President Trump has kept his promises, and he told us in Nevada the way it is when he said that if he doesn't play for the Washington establishment, it's because he's not a politician, but was elected to fight for us. What can we do for him? Well, I'll tell you what. Vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Republicans. Early voting has started. Get out and vote for Republicans who will do what the president promised to do.
This message was paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Vote Republican up and down the ticket. And you know what? Even though it's about Washoe County and it's about Nevada, this applies to every person listening to me on my nationally syndicated radio show. Vote Republican up and down the ticket. There's no such thing anymore as a good Democrat. Doesn't exist. And I'll give you a perfect example. If the number one news story of the day is Hunter Biden's laptop and the information on it and the way Trump should handle it in the debates, and here they are at the debate commission mulling whether to ban the... By the way, the people running the debate commission, the people running Twitter, the people running Facebook, the people running Google, they're all Democrats. And they were all parts at one time of Hillary's campaign, Joe Biden's present campaign. It's Obama's campaign. It's unbelievable. They're all biased. They're all prejudiced. They all hate us. You know, if a Republican hates black people, what are you? You're racist. So what are you if you're a Democrat and you just hate all Republicans? I don't know what the word is. It can't be racist, right? But you are prejudiced against Republicans. You have the same hate and malice in your heart as a KKK member who hates black people. It's the same thing. They hate Republicans, and they're trying to hurt us and destroy us. And let me tell you something. Democrats are bad, bad, bad. They're now evil. There's no other word to describe what's going on in this country. They're evil. So I was going to write a column for weeks now, and I decided to wait till the very last minute. And I've said it on the air, though, this election resembles the Michael Dukakis election of 1988. Dukakis was up by 17 over the whole summer, and then he lost by 7. 24-point turnaround, massive electoral blowout. I keep saying it's going to happen for Trump. I'm not sure about the popular vote, but I know it's going to be a giant electoral victory. And I believe it's for the same reason as Dukakis. It was law and order. It was Willie Horton. It was all about Willie Horton. Willie Horton was a killer. He let him out of prison early, Dukakis, as the governor of Massachusetts, and he went out and killed and raped more people. So everybody turned against Michael Dukakis, and even the women of America who tend to vote liberal decided, hey, this guy is not good for me. He lets murderers on the street who kill and rape women. And so how do you feel about the news out today? I didn't even get to write this yet. I've talked about it. You're all witnesses. All the time I say it is like the Michael Dukakis election, and it's going to be the same result. And the reason is law and order. But can you believe, before I could write it, so now I'm going to add this to the story, a Willie Horton situation has developed for the Democrat Party. Exactly the same as Willie Horton. Kamala Harris failed to prosecute an illegal MS-13 gangbanger months before he decided to murder a whole family. He wiped out an entire family that was innocent, that had nothing to do with any of the crimes he was involved in. It was mistaken identity. He thought they were gang members. He was an illegal alien, an MS-13 gang member named Edward Ramos. And after he was involved in a bad criminal incident, the San Francisco police said, you gotta put this guy away. And Kamala Harris's office refused to prosecute him and let him go. And then, just a few months later, he saw a car traveling with Tony Bologna and his three sons, 20-year-old Michael, 18-year-old Andrew, 16-year-old Matthew, and he opened fire and killed all three boys, misidentifying them as gang members. And then after it happened, angel mom Danielle Bologna begged Kamala Harris to seek the death penalty against Ramos, and Kamala Harris refused and instead sought only a life sentence. It's unbelievable. This guy should have been deported, or he should have been given the death penalty. Kamala Harris let him out. It's Willie Horton all over again. Please, Mr. Trump, publicize it.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
War now! USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president is willing to lean in for a deal. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. He tells Fox News that negotiations for a coronavirus stimulus deal have stalled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't budged on her demands.
It's actually been Secretary Mnuchin, the president, advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. But I can tell you that at $1.9 trillion, which is really where we're at right now, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons?
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have blocked the GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but it was blocked from moving off the Senate floor along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root comes to you from the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. We've got a great Trump guest, assistant to the president, advising on economy and trade. Peter Navarro is with us. Peter, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
What's up, Wayne? Living the dream here in the swamp.
See, I'm
Dodging
glad I'm
lobbyists.
Better you than me. I'm glad I'm in Las Vegas
while you're in China.
I'm glad I'm in Vegas while you're in Washington D.C. with the swamp. Hey, Peter, you recently delivered a major speech detailing the threat that is posed by the Chinese Communist Party, and I want you to talk a little bit about it and kind of hit on the highlights, and also tell me how it ties into the Hunter Biden laptop that I think shows without any doubt that that the future president of the United States, God forbid, but the possible future president of the United States, Joe Biden, is so tied in, maybe as business partners with the Chinese Communist Party, that he's a threat to national security. You can't have this guy as president of the United States. These are our enemies, and he's in bed with them, clearly.
It's incredible that of all the people you had on the stage running against each other in that Democrat primary, that you picked the single most dangerous puppet of the Chinese Communist Party that we've ever had in our history based on those Hunter Biden emails. Let me give you the big picture here. That speech I gave at the Hudson Institute online, recommend everybody listen to it, watch it. I call it the useful idiot speech. Back in the day, Vladimir Lenin and Karl Marx referred to useful idiots as people in the country that could be used for the purpose of propaganda and the state. Unwitting useful idiots, right? So here we have a Chinese Communist Party that historically, for 15 years after it joined the World Trade Organization with the vote of Joe Biden, basically, it was blue-collar carnage, Wayne. We lost over 70,000 freaking factories, over 5 million manufacturing jobs, and President Donald Trump was the first president going back to when Nixon and Kissinger opened up China in 70 to ever even think about standing up. And he stood right up to China, and good for him, as Joe Biden was laying down. But we got a second thing going on here, which is, to me, it's like a combination of Pearl Harbor and the Twin Towers all rolled up into this biological Chernobyl. It's the Chinese Communist Party infecting this country with a deadly virus that they spawned in November, that they hid in December and January, that they sent over to this country, even as they locked down their own country, and now they've got over 200,000 Americans dead at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, millions of people out of work, and trillions of dollars of money spent picking up the cost of the CCP tab. Now, here's the problem. We've got useful idiots that are pushing the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party, basically, which is to convince the world that Chinese authoritarianism is better than Trumpian democracy. And who are those useful idiots? Well, let's start with the media, the mainstream media, that
right.
won't even go near Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, this is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in the media. If the roles were reversed here and you had Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop with that kind of stuff on it, these people's hair would be on fire. They'd be melting down. But it's like, No. They won't even talk about it. But this is a serious existential threat. I mean, if you go through that laptop material, it's like this guy is the big guy bought and paid for. But so you got the CNNs of this world, the MSNBCs, the New York Times, the Amazon Post, even what used to be reputable like 60 Minutes and Frontline, they're all digging their head in the sands, attacking Trump, not looking at China. I liken it to a family fight we're having at a partisan level in the middle of a home invasion by the Chinese. It's just crazy. Who are the other useful idiots? Well, you got the Hollywood mogul, the guys who go in and airbrush anything offensive to China out so they can sell in. And guess what, Wayne? I will never, ever watch another National Basketball Association game in my life until they start acknowledging that communist China is not just a market, but it's an authoritarian concentration camp for people up in Xinjiang province. It's a country that suppressed rights in Hong Kong. And Daryl Morey, who is a hero in this country, has been turned into an unemployed pariah by the likes of LeBron James and Steve Kerr, who will stand for the national anthem in China, but take a knee here. Then you have, who else do you have as these useful idiots? You've got Silicon Valley. I mean, what is this with Facebook and Twitter? I mean, how dare they censor a New York Post story, the oldest newspaper in America, which has clearly vetted that story, and they won't even let the American people hear it. These are useful idiots. And
hey, Peter, it's like book burning. Peter, it reminds me of book burning, you know? I mean, not only will they censor the New York Post story, but any person that tries to send out tweets or posts about the story, in many cases, those people have been censored, those people have been suspended, or those people have been banned. This goes back to, like, book burning. This is like the Salem witch trials. There's no free speech. There's no free press. There's no... If you disagree with social media, then you're out. You can't even be on their platform anymore. And they're trying to influence the election. It's amazing. I never thought this would happen in my country.
I've been around a while. I've got a few gray hairs. I have never seen anything like this. I mean, I've been through a lot. I've seen the Vietnam War. I've seen the Nixon days when we were at war with each other. The Jimmy Carter decades of malaise there. This is extraordinary. And, the Twitter, the power of Twitter and Facebook to manipulate and interfere with this election. I mean, here's the thing. I get back to this useful idiot thing. They are carrying the water right now for Joe Biden, a guy who's bought and sold by the Chinese Communist Party. He will sell out every job in manufacturing and factory in America to communist China. You will stand down. I mean, look, here's the thing. If you listen to all that stuff that's in that laptop, what do you know? You know that in 2015, Joe Biden was supposed to be in charge of what was called the pivot to Asia. That was how America was going to stand up to China. He put Joe Biden in charge of that, and the first thing that Joe Biden did was lay down to China on two key things: militarization of the South China Sea and cyber hacking of our computers. And at the White House, you look at Biden. I mean, aside from all of that, I mean, the guy is like, he's got sundowner stuff going on there. I mean, he just can't put a sentence together. I think Kamala Harris is probably going to be president in about a year and a half if Joe actually wins this race. And God help us there. It's bad enough. He can't remember whether he's running for the president or Senate. This stuff with the email and the laptops, it's horrible, man. I mean, it's horrible itself. It's even more horrible that the press won't cover it.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me dig in a little bit. You know, it sure has always seemed to me that it was one incredible coincidence that COVID headed our way right about when President Trump won the trade war, at least phase one of the trade war with China. We win. Their economy is in major trouble. Our economy is thriving and prosperous. There's no way they're passing us anymore. We are the number one economy in the world, and they're in major peril, and they might go backwards. And suddenly we get hit by COVID, and our economy gets wiped out. So my question to you is, let's just assume that President Trump wins on November 3rd. I'm assuming it. I believe it. I've made a big bet on it. I believe it'll be a big electoral win. How do you go back to the table with China and negotiate when they've already hurt us so badly, whether it was purposeful or whether it got out of a lab by mistake, but they allowed it to come here? Whatever it was that happened, Peter Navarro, how do you go back and negotiate with them?
So let's first talk about what likely happened. I don't know if you have read the documents that Dr. Yang has put out. She was a research scientist, one of the premier experts in virology in China, was based in Hong Kong when this virus happened. She was called in to study it and help during the crisis. And she wound up having to flee China, because she has concluded through her scientific analysis that not only did the virus likely come from a biological weapons lab in Wuhan, that it was probably genetically engineered to be weaponized. And
Hey, Peter, do me a favor. The music is on. We're headed to a break. Can you stay 4 minutes in the break so we grab you on the other side and finish this whole? Great. We'll keep Peter Navarro with us, assistant to the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, advising President Trump on economy and trade. My kind of guy, Peter Navarro, one of the people that helped engineer a lot of the great economic news that we were enjoying. And then, of course, COVID came and changed everything. But guess what? Now we're back, and they're going to announce GDP in a matter of a week. In the third quarter was in the 30s, the highest in the history of America. So thank God for the Peter Navarros of the world and the Larry Kudlows of the world and the Stephen Moores of the world and the Donald J. Trumps of the world. My kind of guys. We'll be back. More with Peter Navarro, assistant to the president on trade. Wayne Allyn. I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you, the Root's on fire, and we got a great guest, part two with Peter Navarro, assistant to the President of the United States, advising on economy and trade. Peter, have we got you?
I'm here, loud and clear, I hope.
You are loud and clear. See, I like it. Got to get those headsets off. Beautiful. Now you're clear. So let me ask you something. We were on the topic of if Trump wins, which I'm assuming he's going to win, and I'm rooting for him to win, and I'm pushing for him to win, and I'm betting on him to win. If Trump wins, how do you go back to the table with China if, in fact, China purposely tried to hurt us with COVID? What's the next step?
Well, I think the first thing you do when you go back to the table is put a bill down for how much they cost us. And I can tell you, that's trillions of dollars. I mean, this is serious, serious business. I mean, American people, because they have not been informed properly by the useful idiots of the mass media, don't appear to be as aware as they should be that China, communist China, caused this virus, let this turn into a pandemic. And yeah, if this were a legal situation, right? If you know somebody hits you in the car, it's like you collect damages. This is that kind of situation. You sue them. So that's gotta be one of the first orders of business. And you know what? The other thing that really bothers me is that this debate that's gonna happen tomorrow night. I mean, what is this about? Where they changed the topic. This was supposed to be all about foreign policy. And
right.
People idiots are going out of their way not to talk about China. Nobody wants to talk about foreign policy and about China. It's like
hey, Peter.
The Democrats, it's all... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the reason they don't want to talk about China is, number one, you had a big success with the trade war. Number two, they don't want to talk about any foreign affairs because Trump has earned, you know, should be earning a Nobel Peace Prize because of his work with the Middle East and the work he's done to destroy ISIS. But I think the real reason is if foreign policy is the topic, President Trump is going to talk about Hunter's laptop and Joe Biden's corruption with China. And they don't want the laptop to be part of the conversation.
Hey, you're in Vegas. What's the over and under that topic not being brought up by the president?
Well, yeah, what if they ban it?
What if they ban it?
Then I think he should drop out of the debate. Don't even allow it. Make it a national scandal. He should drop out and make it a huge issue and say, I dropped out because of the laptop. That should be the reason, right?
No, the mute buttons are only operative in the opening statement, so everything's going to be fine. But the bigger point here, Wayne, the bigger point here is that the Chinese Communist Party, right, it's 1.3 billion people. They got five times as many people as we have. They're operating in a virtual and an actual prison. They got people in concentration camps, both in their Tibet province, which they stole from Tibet, and Xinjiang province, which they stole from East Turkestan. They basically crushed democracy in Hong Kong. And what's really interesting about this is they are using the virus that they infected the world with to promote the idea that somehow an authoritarian system like theirs is better at controlling things like a virus they spawned to begin with. I mean, if I wrote this up as a Hollywood movie or a book, people would say it's too far-fetched, when in fact that's the reality that we're living in. And by the way, if we wrote it up as a Hollywood movie, Hollywood wouldn't produce it because it would offend the Communist Party.
Right, it would offend the communists. Of course not. And they're in bed with the communists, and they want the money from the communists, as does the NBA. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. Very, very sad. And I got to tell you, Peter, I think so do most of the Democrat politicians in America. They want the dirty money from China, like Joe Biden. I'm sure Hillary Clinton, I'm positive Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation cashed in on dirty money for China. So they're all afraid of China, and they want to kiss their rear 24 hours a day so that they get big, fat checks for their foundations from China. And that's, unfortunately, what America's become. Peter, I sure hope the president in that debate brings up China and Joe's corruption and Joe's partnerships with Chinese communist officials and the fact that because of the sex videos on the laptop, he's going to be blackmailed as president of the United States. Day and night, he'll be under blackmail threat by Chinese and other foreign interests. He's got to bring all that up in the debate. Got to.
Godfather Part 4. What do you think?
I love it. I want it. He's the part of Al Pacino.
It's interesting. You know, the sleepy, everybody talks about Hunter, but the guy that really watches James, the brother. Are you clued in him at all?
I know.
Hunter's the bad man, right? Hunter's the bad man. James is the brain. Joe's the big guy that gets the kickback.
Yeah, there
and,
it is.
You know, I mean, you spend 47 years earning $100,000 a year as a senator and sitting in $50 million worth of homes.
Yeah, it doesn't add up to $1 billion, does it? He's probably got $1 billion in offshore bank accounts, the Biden family. Want to bet? It's really sad.
A lot of money.
Peter, we got to run. Peter, the music's on. We're up against the hour. Peter Navarro, assistant to the President of the United States, advising on economy and trade. You're welcome back on the show anytime, my friend. Always enjoy having you on. Thank you, Peter.
All
right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior, headed to an ad break. Top of the hour news. When we get back, so much more to tell you. I got to stuff it all in. There's so much news.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With